Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who Tom just mentioned, we're sitting here talking in the break. That's a stunning little number.
Year five for Greg Newsom.
Who knew?
Hard to believe.
Isn't that hard to believe?
I've done my best work with Greg Newsom, by the way, at Cavs games. We would tend to run into each other at halftime in the hallway when we would catch up and chat for a bit. Good man. I like Greg Newsom a lot.
I do too. And he's always a joy to talk with. So we're gonna hear from Greg. We also are expecting to hear from Browns quarterbacks. So corners and quarters.
All nine of them.
Yeah.
Sorry. We got to have fun with this, don't we?
I don't think there's any.
The four horsemen.
If we don't
Korea.
Have fun with it, we have a problem.
The four horsemen.
So when the quarterbacks speak, of course, press conferences on the Fan are brought to us by Montrose Kia. Choose, click, cruise at montrosekia.com. Jeff Phelps, along with Tom Withers, is in for Andy today. There was news earlier in the day about Jordan Hicks stepping away from the Browns as a linebacker. We're going to get to that in a second, but Dan and Mentor wants to talk a little quarterback. Hello, Dan.
Hello. Say a question. You guys are missing about late round quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady came up. Do you know who the quarterback that was picked right before Tom Brady was?
Nope. Not off the top of my head.
Spurgeon.
Who was
Wynn.
It? Who? Oh, Spurgeon Wynn. Yeah. That didn't work, did it?
Yeah, one pick away, right?
That didn't work.
The illustrious Spurgeon Wynn.
No.
All right, Dan.
It changed our history there, but yeah.
Thank you. You're playing my game. I tend to do that and drive Dan and Andy absolutely nuts.
What could have been? You like those kind
of showing who
nobody wins when he plays that game.
So thanks, Dan.
Yeah. Okay.
Appreciate that. Spurgeon Wynn.
Those were great days.
Who knew?
It's a great afternoon.
Was one Big Ten quarterback ahead of the other.
I'm trying to remember how many games he started. There was a handful.
Yeah.
I know he started that game in Jacksonville where the Browns did not cross midfield.
Was that frowned upon, Tom?
That was not a good thing.
I think that was a bad thing. Jordan Hicks retiring from the Browns.
Yeah.
From the NFL. Jordan stepping away, put out a really nice thing on social media. That's all well and good. And good for him. I completely understand when a player wants to step away from football. I don't get it with baseball and basketball, but you almost never see that, Tom.
No, not in the primes of their career kind of thing. Although Jordan played 10 years, which I didn't realize. He's been around a bit. He dealt with some...
In 33.
33.
You know, so, sure, he could have played another year or two, maybe, but hey, step away while you're, you know, you don't need knee replacement.
Exactly.
You have both your hips.
Yeah, exactly. When I was talking to Scott earlier, we talked about, you know, last year to Jordan quite a bit, and he had some injuries, and he was always quite introspective about his career and about his football mortality, so to speak, Jeff. So it's not to say that the writing wasn't on the wall, but it was, you know, he had clearly been through some tough times over the last 2 years physically, which I'm sure, you know, led to partially at least this decision.
What do the Browns do? Are they okay at linebacker?
No.
You have Carson? You don't think
no,
so?
No, I don't. I didn't think they were before Carson.
Tom, I thought that too. I thought you could really bring in another linebacker here. Now you could bring in two linebackers.
Yeah, it really creates another, opens up a wider hole than I think that was already there.
I think so too.
So,
Swessinger is going to play.
We know
that.
He's going to start.
He's going to be on the field.
Yeah.
We hope he's good.
Yep.
I will tell you, I love the story, and the story scares the you-know-what out of me. Former walk-on at UCLA who works his way up to being a second-round draft choice. First pick in the second round. That's wonderful. Except for the fact that the guy didn't play a whole lot of college football and came on really strong at the end. And my hope is that, okay, he's the real deal. And it's not just, boy, he had a good, like, year and a half. And I hope that's the case, Tom. Regardless, he's going to be on the football field.
You just made me more nervous, Jeff.
Well,
I mean,
Tom, I think those are valid thoughts.
Yeah.
Do you?
Very much so. I'm looking at the depth chart now. I forgot Jerome Baker is back here.
Yep.
Nice pickup by them.
Yes.
Solid player at Ohio State, you know, did well in Miami, kind of, you know, I don't want to say a crossroads again, but another player that's like trying to prove that he still belongs, right?
And, yeah, and
invigorated back in his hometown, all those kinds of good things.
Good for him.
Good story. But beyond that,
we mentioned Mahmoud Diabate earlier on the show.
Who will get his chances.
And I like the way he played last year. I thought he did a nice job. But again, you're counting on a bunch of guys who your fingers are crossed on. And I hate...
Yeah.
I don't mind having my fingers crossed on one guy at a position.
You don't build seasons on hope.
No. A wide receiver, your fingers are crossed on everybody except Jerry Jeudy.
Right.
At wide receiver. At linebacker, your fingers are crossed on pretty much everybody.
Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, in the NFL today, defensively, what do you need? With the league the way it is today, you need a defensive line and you need DBs, especially corners. And linebackers just seem to be guys who make tackles.
Well, yeah, and especially in this Jim Schwartz system, too, where your linebackers are, you know, sideline to sideline guys that are going to kind of clean up, to your point, Jeff, what your D-line, you know, doesn't get done, right? I mean, they've got to be sure tacklers. They've got to be able to cover backs coming out of the backfield in today's game. It's a vital, important position, which is why, you know, the JOK injury was devastating in my mind. I mean, not only was he playing at an elite level last year, but the idea that we may not see him on the field again is just heartbreaking, for lack of a better word. So, yeah,
and, you know, and Tom, you fear for the poor guy's career.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I mean, he was so much fun to watch and he really came on. Yeah. And he figured it out and he's a great guy.
Great guy. Yeah. And, you know, and in terms of Hicks, too, I'm sure this... You know, while I'm sure this caught many in Berea off guard, I'm sure that Andrew Berry had a sense that this was coming, right? I don't think Jordan would leave them, you know, out to dry on this. So there's no doubt that they've been, you know, scouring rosters around the league and free agency and looking at, you know, it wouldn't surprise me to see a linebacker or two make their way onto this roster in the next coming days.
I would agree with you. Dave is in Chagrin Falls. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys, I just want to talk to you about Greg Newsom. You brought his name up.
Yeah.
And he may be a nice guy, but his play has deteriorated steadily over the course of his career at the Browns. Last year, he was horrible. He's small. He's not physical.
He's lean. I will say that. He's lean.
I seriously doubt that they'll re-sign him when his contract comes up because the guy is not good.
Dave, I would disagree with you. Is he Denzel Ward? No. Teams need corners. They need good corners. I think he's a good corner. I've always thought that. Is he as good as Denzel? No, I don't think he is. But not many are.
I think that's a great call there, Jeff. I think that's what happens is that he plays alongside a perennial Pro Bowler, All-Pro, potential Hall of Fame type player in Denzel Ward, and I think he gets, you know, graded accordingly. Now, listen, you know, Greg has had some down moments.
Without question.
Everybody has.
By his own, he'll tell you that.
Yeah. Maybe we should bring Dave back on here. He can ask the first couple of questions to Greg. So that might go over well.
Greg Newsom coming up. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I think Greg would be the first to admit that there's times where he has not played up to his draft pick and his contract and all that. All
and,
these
and
guys.
Maybe are, his standards.
Yeah. And all these guys are all, listen, they're proud players. They're not out there trying to have bad games and drop balls and blow coverages. They're, you know,
the bad thing, Tom, when you play corner in the NFL, if you make a mistake, it can be, well, it's a touchdown.
What do they say? Your greatest value is having a short memory,
right,
because it's coming right back at you.
It's the one position. It's almost like a closer in baseball. You know,
what have you done for me lately? Right.
Yeah. If you're really good, outstanding, way to go. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Class A blew a save.
Right.
That's just, I mean, he stinks, right? I mean, you see that with relief pitchers all the time. And I think the cornerback position in the NFL is the closest thing other than quarterback that you come to that, where it's just your failures are on display.
Right.
No, nobody knows if a defensive tackle, you know, doesn't do what he's supposed to do on a specific play. Okay, he got blocked. Well, maybe he really screwed up. We don't know. You know, but corner, man, you get fried as a corner, you're in big, big trouble.
Oh, God, yeah. Out on an island, all alone. You know, I remember, but Greg, they picked up the fifth-year option for him, right?
Yeah, they did. Pain. So that makes this a critical season for him.
Let's go back to that crossroads that you brought up earlier. Another guy that's got to kind of, you know, prove his worth to get that next big contract in the NFL. And it also makes him, you know, he's going to be the subject of trade rumors. He has been for several years now. There was talk of, you know, potentially the Browns moving him at the trade deadline or on draft day last year, as a matter of fact.
And so, Tom, that's what happens with good players.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen with great players very often, but if you're good and teams think there's wiggle room that you could be better, well, that's why Baker Mayfield's not here anymore.
Right. And I think to your point earlier, Jeff, that you made to the caller, is that he's shown flashes of being a very, you know, competent player. You don't hang around in this league for 5 years just because you were, you know, drafted in the first couple of rounds. You've got to at least prove that you belong. And I think Greg has done enough to show that he can be a competent player for this team.
I agree. Greg Newsom, Browns corner, coming up. We're expecting to talk to him here in the 11 o'clock hour. Plus, Browns rookie quarterback speaking in Berea. You'll hear it all as we continue here until 2 o'clock with Tom Withers in for Andy on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey, it's Morgan Abscher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.